"What's the other kind?" Gregory asked. Salty looked away from the ocean, over our shoulders, and pointed at the sun. "Well," he said, "there's a good chance you'll see the other kind of gold yourself, around 8. "What happens then?" Gregory and I blurted, almost exactly together again. "When the sun's bright at the end of the day and the clouds gather below it, we have ourselves a real pretty sunset. The best part is the beginning, when the golden rays of the sun spread out on the water. That's the other kind of gold at Sunset Cove. Ever so slowly, the gold turns dark and deep, and sometimes the dolphins leap from the sea right over there where that ship went down. You know, the sailors from that ship disappeared, but Grandpa always said that the mermaids turned those sailors into dolphins. And let me tell you, awful strange things can happen on days and nights when dolphins leap in Sunset Cove." "Dad, Dad," Gregory sputtered, "can we come back at sunset?" "Okay, okay," Dad chuckled, looking at his watch. "I'm as intrigued as you are about the leaping dolphins and the mysterious sunset. But we'd better go back to the inn now, because Mrs. Anderson will be waiting for us." "You're staying at Maddie Anderson's?" Salty asked as he packed up his fishing gear and folded his chair. "She's a fine, fine person. But don't mention that you saw me. She's probably forgotten all about me." And Salty slowly walked down the beach. As we walked back to the inn, Gregory said, "What a strange old guy." "It's funny that we thought Salty was strange then, because things got really strange during supper. Mrs. Anderson brought us some cornbread while we were eating. We heard about the dolphins and the two kinds of gold at Sunset Cove," I said. When Gregory added, "Salty told us," I shot him a look. "Salty?" Mrs. Anderson asked. "No one has seen Salty for years. I think the last time I saw Salty was when I was your age."